Hey, 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 this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you're listening to the True You podcast. In my last episode, I spoke about my encounter with a rattlesnake, and I said that I was scared of them, but I didn't elaborate on how that fear really shows up in my world. I could be driving down the road, and there's a garden hose that's fallen into the road, and I'm convinced it's a snake or it's rope. I'm convinced it's a snake. If I roll over it, I will lift my feet up off the ground as if it's going to come up out of the street through the bottom of my car and get me. It's just a silly fear that I have, and it's one that I claim. We all have fears. So on this morning's walk, the day after my snake encounter, first off, I actually went on the walk, and that's significant. I didn't let that fear stop me from the commitment that I have. So that was the first victory of the day for me. Where do you have something where something happens, it doesn't go the way you want it to, and there's some area of fear that stops you and you keep it from your goals? I invite you to see if there are areas in your life where that's true right now. Now, the next thing was that although I was brave and I went out, I was well aware that my routine and walking changed. I was more alert. We talked about being alert and present, so I was very much alert and present walking today. I was aware of where I was on the path, and I was aware of what was in front of me, what was around me, and I also walked in the bike lane, especially when I got to that section of the sidewalk where I saw the snake. Now, it's okay to shift your methods and still keep your commitment in front of you. The other thing that I decided to do was I decided to listen to a fast walking playlist because I was walking. And I had never heard of the playlist, and I had no idea what songs were on there, but it didn't matter. I just wanted something to listen to while I was walking. And there were a lot of great songs on this playlist, but one of the songs that came on was a song by Carrie Underwood called The Champion, and it had Ludacris in it. I highly recommend it if you haven't heard it. But the lyrics that caught my attention in this song were, "I am invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable, unshakable. They can knock me down and I'll get back up again." And that made me think about the challenges that we can pose to ourselves and what it takes to take on those challenges and be the best that we can be no matter what we're doing. Whether that's being the best parent, the best athlete, the best student. Maybe you're the best neighbor in the neighborhood, the best employee, the best business person, the best fill in the blank, whatever's important to you, the best at, or whatever it is that you do, no matter how important or insignificant you may think it will be. One of the authors that I have read almost all of his books on is Robin Sharma. He's an amazing author. And there was I can't remember which book it was, but I was introduced to him a couple of years ago, and I was just devouring all of his books and reading them. And the one that spoke to me in regards to this area was when he talked about he went to a restroom in some other country. And when he walked in, there was a man who welcomed him to his office. That bathroom was his office. And Robin described it as being sparkling clean. He had towels stocked. He had cologne and all other things that you may want when you're in the bathroom. Maybe even some things that you wouldn't even think of that were available. And this man was beyond proud of his office. It was clean as it could be. And he really took it to heart to be the best bathroom attendant, I guess you would call him, that he could be. He took pride in what he did. So whatever you do is important. How you talk to people, how you drive, how you support those people around you, it all matters. And I invite you to treat it like it matters. You matter, and so do other people, and the things you do matter, and so do the things that other people matter. The dreams that you have matter, and just because it may be difficult to achieve those right away or at all, even if it takes you 50 years, it's still worth it, and it matters. It's your dream. I would say go so far as you can to be a master at whatever it is that's important to you. They say it takes 10,000 hours to become a master. So what do you do that you would want to be a master of? Or what's something you don't do that you would want to take on that you could be a master of? It would require you to commit, but you can do that. And truly, you can do almost anything you put your mind to. If you put the time and energy into it, you can achieve it. You just have to be okay with failing and having setbacks, because it's just what happens in life. You have to be willing to accept help and to look to people who can teach you, support you, walk alongside you, and help remind you when you forget. The other thing is to listen for in yourself especially, but also in others. Listen for and watch out for those times when you argue for your own limitations. This is too hard. This is too expensive. This is too time consuming. I don't have any support. I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. None of these things are true unless you give them life. I mean, on one level, they are true, but they don't have to be true to the point of stopping you. Things can be introduced to intercept those truths. Now, yes, I know about times where other things, other people, and other events take priority, and you need to give your time, money, and attention to those things. But don't give up what's important to you. Ask yourself, what can you do to keep that alive for you as you deal with whatever life has thrown at you? You know, keep your motivation alive, persevere, and never give up on those things, because those things are important to you. They're at the core of you. They really are what makes up the true you and brings out that champion in you that was spoken about that song. So be the best at what it is you do in life, whatever that is. Realize that there are going to be things that are going to stand in your way in some way, shape, or form, but don't totally give up on things. Keep things alive, even if it's just a little flicker of a flame. Don't let those dreams die, because there's so much potential in you, so many talents within you that can make a difference for the people around you, that can fulfill you in your life, and that can have the true you be celebrated. So I invite you to take those things on. If there are things that you are going to take on, I invite you to reach out to me. You can send me a message at info@imalcolm.com and let me know what you're up to. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to having you be on our next episode. And until then, be good to yourself and be the true you. Take care. The true you.